Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph. In the middle, explain Halacha Gimel and Ezra Shuris Davit on Vav Amud Aleph, about halfway through at the two dots with the words of Avon B'Shem Rabban and Taman, and the article Shuris Davit on Vav Amud Beis about two lines up from the bottom at the two dots. And today's Ava sponsor Lili Nishmas Marz Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amma should have an Aliyah. So we're told regarding Shechita V'Chay or Oif on Yom Tif, which requires Kisui Adam, that Efer Kira Muchan, the ashes of the stove, they're considered Muchan and they can be used for Kisui Adam. So the Gemara now tells us Rav Avon says B'Shem Rabban and Taman, Rav Avon says in the name of the Rabban over there, which is referring to the Rabban of Bavel, Zois Ameris, this tells us she'ein efer hakira muchan el mitzvah. The ashes of the stove are only muchan for a mitzvah, meaning they're only allowed to be used for kisui adam. But for example, if a person wants to cover some of their tsaya, they didn't have regular toilets back then, and so sometimes they made tsaya in a place that they had to cover it over. So the ashes of the stove are not allowed to be used for covering over the tsaya, and that's because we say that it's muchan for vadai, not muchan for safek. It's pretty much a vadai that he's going to be shechting on Yom Tif, but it's not a vadai that he's going to make tsaya on Yom Tif. So therefore, it's muchan for vadai for the kira and not muchan for safek. However, Mar says, that's only if he didn't prepare it, if he didn't have in mind for this. If he did have in mind, if he prepared it, he can machasa both mitzvah, meaning kisui adam and tsaya as well. This is just what Rav Shammai said, the darsh of acha b'shem Rav Yudah, hechinu mitzvah, machasim by mitzvah. If he prepared it for a mitzvah, then he can cover over mitzvah with it, meaning he can do kisui adam with it. Whereas tsaya, if he prepared it for tsaya, so machasim by tsaya u'mitzvah, he could use it for both tsaya and for a mitzvah. So now the Gemara tells us, and we have to add these words into the girsa, yesh hachin l'tsaya, this tells us there's a concept of the Efer Kira, the ashes of the oven being prepared for Tzaya. But now we're going to have machlokes about this. Rabbi Ben Amar, he tells us that Espalgun Reb Zera of Abba Yosef, Reb Zera of Abba Yosef, argue about this. Chadam, or one of them says, Yash Hachin L'Tzaya, that automatically we say that the ashes are considered prepared for use for Tzaya. Rechadam Amar, the other one says, Ein Hachin L'Tzaya, they're not automatically considered prepared, one has to actively prepare them. So now, Masav Manda Amar, Ein Hachin L'Manda Amar, Yash Hachin, the one who says the Ein Hachin asks the one who says Yash Hachin, which again means the ashes are automatically considered prepared and they're perfectly fine to be used. Well, that's over chasa by sakai or kvi. He should be able to cover the dam of this animal. Now let's pause to explain. This animal chav vav yud is pronounced either kai or kvi. And suffic whether this animal is a behema or a chaya. If it's a behema, its blood does not require kisui adam. If it's a chaya, its blood does require kisui adam. Now we've mentioned that tells us beferush that one is not allowed to shech this animal on yom tif, and if one does shech it, he's not allowed to do kisui adam. And so the question is, if according to you, the ashes of the oven are considered muchan, they're considered prepared even for something that's a suffic, namely tsaya, as we said before, it's a suffic. Whether or not he's going to do tzaya, but still we can use these ashes for suffik, why can't we use the ashes for dam of a kvi according to you? So Vavon Beis on top, Amblei, he responded to him, Kai, derech b'nei adam, litayz bai. A kai, it's normal for a person to make a mistake regarding it, namely, if they see that we're going to do kisui adam on yamta for it, so they're going to say, oh, it must be a chaya, and then they're going to end up eating from its chelev. We know that there's certain fats on a behemo which are usher to eat, but on a chaya they're mutter, and so they're going to say, a kvi is a chaya, so we're allowed to eat its chelev. And that's why we have to be very careful with this kai, whereas tzaya, ain't derech b'nei adam, litayz bai, there's no sort of mistake anyone's going to end up making regarding tsaya, and therefore the Efer Kira is allowed to be used to cover over tsaya. However, Amalei responded to him that no, there is a mistake regarding tsaya one could make. Im Imrat Kain, if you say that, Afu Chayfur B'dekur Mechase, he's going to even dig with a spade with his digging tool and use that dirt to cover over with. In other words, if you're going to allow him to use the ashes to cover over the tsaya, he might just take a shovel and dig up dirt and cover the tsaya with it, and that is not permitted. It's only mutter for the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, but not for tsaya. Then we think of something similar. Tani Kain, the following was taught in Nebraska, so we take out the letter Vav, it's just plain Tani Kain. If you offer Latuach Hazgagoi, let's say a person brought dirt in order to cover over his roof with it, or Sid lost at his Beisai, he had plaster in order to plaster his house with it, Machasin Bai, he is allowed to do Kisui Adam with it, whereas Istanai Tani, those that teach Ein Machasin, one is not allowed to use it for Kisui Adam, and that's because it's Mukta. It was only meant for the purpose he brought it for, such as putting on his roof, but not for anything else. Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, B'Shem Rav Chizda, Madar Machasin, the one who says that it could be used for covering Lisha Avar, that means in the past, if he shechted an animal and he didn't have anything for Kisui, so then Bidi Eved, he's allowed to use this dirt that was originally for his roof and use it for kisui. That's because he needs it for the mitzvah. So even though it's mukta, because again it was meant for his roof, still it's better that he uses this instead of taking a shovel and digging to get dirt from the ground. Whereas Ma'adamar Ein Machas, the one who says he can't use it, b'bali shal b'tchila, that's referring to if a fellow comes to Beis Medrash to ask, I don't have any dirt, can I shecht an animal and then use this dirt that I really set aside for my roof? So then we'll tell him, no, l'chatchila, you shouldn't use it. He continues causing Tani, we have a brass Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael says, Kvi, Ein Machas is done b'nei shu safek, wouldn't cover the blood of a kai because it's a suffix. Now he says as follows, Ma, im mila sheva doya doichas ha-shabes, ein sveke doichas yomtif, that just like with bris mila, that if it's a vade bris mila, meaning it's for sure the child's eighth day of birth, so that's doichas shabes, we do the bris mila on Shabbos, but it's suffix is not doichas yomtif. For example, if the child was born bein ha-shmashes, we don't know if it was born on, let's say, Monday or Tuesday, because it was bein ha-shmashes between Monday and Tuesday, and Tuesday turns out to be yomtif, so we're not going to be doichas yomtif and give the child a bris mila that day. Well, kisui adam, in regards to kisui, she'ein va doya doichas ha-shabes, vade kisui adam isn't doichas shabes, Shabbos. If we shechta chaya on Shabbos, so for sure needs kisui, still we're not going to be doing kisui adam, then who shall yidcha sfeik as yomtev? Shouldn't we say for sure that when we have a suffik, namely with a kvi, that it's not going to be doicha yomtev? So that's the raya. Ask the Gemara, hold on one second. Mutar lishchat b'Shabbos? Is it mutar shechta on Shabbos? What does that mean that when we have a vade situation of kisui adam, it's not doicha Shabbos? You're not allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef amr l'stam. Rabbi Yosef answered this just plain by himself, whereas Rabbi Yosef Rabbon says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'shechel chayla is referring to when a person shechts an animal for a chayla on Shabbos, it's mutar because of pikuach nefesh. So even though it's a vadai, he was allowed to shecht, still kisui adam is not doicha Shabbos, and so for sure the suffix is not going to be doicha yomtev. However, amr lei, they asked him from the following: parishav shav gvulon yechiach, the chiyuv of a blowing shofar in the gvulon outside the base of mikdash. That's at least what we're understanding right now. That should prove that what we're saying is not true. She'ein vadai doicha Shabbos, because vadai is not doicha Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, for sure we're not going to blow shofar. Varei sveikoi doicha yomtev, but its suffix is doicha yomtev. As the Gemara, what's that supposed to mean? Ma suffix yesham. What type of suffix is there that we say that suffix is doicha yomtev? If you want to say that it's a suffix whether or not today is yomtev, well, that's not a case that we're saying that it's doicha even though it's a suffix. Yom chol hu yiska, yom tov hu yiska. Either which way, it's 100% permitted. Because if today is not yomtev, it's just a regular weekday, so of course he's allowed to blow. And if today is yomtev, so once again, of course he's allowed to blow. So does it mean we have a suffix, we're still allowed to blow shofar? This is not a suffix. Either it's yomtev or it's not yomtev. Zayin amar alf on top, we have a different explanation. Rav Chanina says b'shem Rav Acha, b'androgynous shetaka, the suffix is by an androgynous who blew shofar. We know there's two different types of people who Mishnah and Gemara discusses, androgynous and tumtum. Androgynous is someone who has both male and female genitalia, and he's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. And a tumtum is somebody whose genitalia is covered over by a piece of skin, and we don't know if he's a zachar or nekeva. And with Tani Kane, this is taught in a braisa. Androgynous mitzis mina ve'eni mitzis she'eni minoi, and androgynous could be mitzi his same min in tkiyah shofar, but not somebody who's not his min. And that's because another androgynous who also has both male and female genitalia, so they're both considered the same thing. They're either both males or females, so one can be mitzi the other. Whereas tumtum, any mitzi lois mina ve'le she'eni minoi, a tumtum can't be mitzi his min or somebody who's not his min, and that's because a tumtum himself might be a male and the other tumtum might be female or vice versa, so he can't be mitzi even his own min. Bottom line is, we see from here that this is a suffix, which is doicha yomtev. An androgynous who is a suffix is able to blow shofar on yomtev. And therefore, this previous kal v'chaimer trying to compare Shabbos to yomtev would prove not to be correct. In other words, just because something vadai is not doicha Shabbos, that doesn't mean something suffix is not doicha yomtev. However, Rabbi Yossi asks on this, that can't be, because imba androgynous shetaka, if you want to say the disproof to our previous kal v'chaimer is from this case of an androgynous that blew shofar on yomtev, b'dadet tani ein loy tshuva, is in regards to this, that it was stated, and there's no answer to it. What does that mean? There's no answer to it. So it's regarding this. Amar Rav Ravin said, this is one of the four things Rav Chiya Gadol said about them, that it doesn't have a tshuva, it doesn't have a response. It's an amazing kal v'chaimer. And now, v'heishiv Rav Blazer, b'noish Rav Blazer HaKapar, Rav Blazer, the son of Rav Blazer HaKapar, responded that, what do you mean? Ma lemila, that's a proper girsa, just as we see by mila, shein sfeika doichas yomtev, that its suffix is not doicha yomtev. And here we have a little bit of a girsa change, shekein ein vadaya doicha es leila yomtev, that's because its vadai is not doicha the night of yomtev. Well, toimar b'kisui adam, are you going to say the same applies by kisui adam? Sheva doya doicha es leila yomtev, its vadai is doicha the night of yomtev, and holi vadaya doicha es leila yomtev, since its vadai is doicha the night of yomtev, din hu sheyidcha sfeika es yomtev, so its suffix should be doicha yomtev. In other words, he's saying we can't necessarily bring a raya from mila, because we could say that the reason why suffix mila is not doicha yomtev is due to the fact that even vadai mila is not doicha the night of yomtev, due to the fact that we know that we don't give a bris mila at night, only bris mila during the day, and therefore we can't draw a conclusion to kisui adam, because vadai kisui adam is doicha the night of yomtev. If a person wants to shecht an animal the night of yomtev, he's 100% allowed to do that, no problem, and do kisui adam, and therefore we could say that suffix kisui adam is doicha the day of yomtev. And therefore v'kamas, which literally means it stands or it turns out, that kamad tzarchas l'rabbanan kadmai ukshas bidehain, that just like the earlier rabbanan, which is referring to Rav Chiya, they asked on the question which is posed on the kal v'chaimer, kain tzarchas l'rabbanan achrai ukshas bidehain. So to the later rabbanan, which is referring to Rav Yossi from the top of the Amud, they also asked and found it problematic. And I was explaining the difference in understanding of this braisa. That's Rav Acha, according to Rav Acha, androgynous mitzis mina b'tchila. He holds the braisa telling us that androgynous can lechatchila be mitzis somebody like him. Or that Rav Yossi, according to Rav Yossi, l'sha'avar, it's only b'diyevet he's allowed to do that, but not lechatchila. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.